My name is Julian Skorbach, and I'm also going to be speaking in English. I'm sorry for that. Hopefully you're going to enjoy this short presentation. I'm going to be talking about ideas and an example of how to use OpenStreetMap data in a bit different way, maybe the way not every people would expect, or people would not expect, not with the way with maps and tiles and rasters and these kind of things. So, just quickly, Mingle is a small company in Switzerland, and we are working in the area of open data and trying to help to promote the use of open data in companies, and also show them and demonstrate the use and the added value of free data for business. We have our own technology, but I'm not going to be talking about that very much. So, why OpenStreetMap? When we look at OpenStreetMap, we don't look at a map, we look at just the data. And for us, it's 2 billion objects, it's 86 million buildings, and all these figures you see there, it's millions and millions of facts and information which people put in together, and not necessarily always located or linked to a location. In our heads, this is just vast amount of information which can be utilized in different ways. So, for me, and for this presentation, OpenStreetMap without the map. So what can we do with OpenStreetMap if we don't have the map? And what kind of data can we actually get out of it? So for example, location I will sketch, because that's exactly always contains the position and you want to see it on the map. But there is enough information in this database for statistics. For example, you can start doing different statistics, historical statistics on dimensions of objects, on the lengths of streets, and you don't necessarily need to actually display it on the map. But even more importantly, and something which I will also show you a use case, how to use this data, it's the names. So OpenStreetMap is full of names, names for streets, cities, places of interest, regions, administrative boundaries, comments, and so on and so on. So with all this data, you can actually use this data in a way that you don't need to display it. And the example I would like to show you is focusing on the cities, streets, and regions. So just in the Switzerland, Austria, and Germany, here are the figures from the latest download of the OpenStreetMap. There are, let's say, in Switzerland, 61,000 unique city names across almost 3,000 administrative boundaries. And if you put all this together, this is a valuable information for almost any kind of business. Just to have access to this information is important. And what can be done with this is, for example, it's a very simple use case. It's a data cleanup. Not the data cleanup of the OpenStreetMap, but actually using the OpenStreetMap as a valuable proper information to clean up internal enterprise data, for example. So this is an example of a client we had, a small company, which had 20,000 addresses of their clients, and they were all misspelled and entered incorrectly into their internal database, and the question was, can we clean it up? Can we actually replace it with a valid information? And the first thing for us was, okay, we can do that. It should be no problem. And we can just look at the OpenStreetMap, get the streets, the names, and then run the automated approximate stream matching. And as a plus, we also get a geocoding, because then we get locations. But the idea was here that we can use the OpenStreetMap as valuable information for us, and we can match it with the internal data, for example. So the outcome was we were very pleased. The outcome was actually the client was able to understand detail where their clients and customers are coming from. They're coming from different cities, regions, districts. Suddenly it was a clean view for them. Before it was a lot of fragmented information. And then obviously the clean addresses for the business was something valuable for their marketing, for their personal offerings, and further development of the business. So that's a use case of how to extract what kind of information and why it could be extracted from the OpenStreetMap. Obviously you can do it yourself. This is no big problem to do. There are a lot of tools out there which allow you to do the filtering, the conversion. You can actually get the points of interest, assigning points and points to PDF tool. You can just extract that directly. If you want to do advanced filtering, you can just use PostgreSQL, SQL, very powerful tool. And then finally, once you have this data, you can start using it for different use needs. Or, of course, you can also use our system. This is every data set we extract from different open data sets, we put on our platform where it's freely available, and through our operating language. Thank you very much for your attention.